Do you realize that almost half the world population is listening to radio on a daily basis? So if you celebrate World Radio Day, you celebrate a connection with almost half the world's population. So I think it's a very important day.
Okay, as half of the world's population is listening to radio, what's the importance of radio in, let's say, in your home country, the Netherlands?
In my own country, the Netherlands, there are about 20 different radio stations. You have local radio stations, you have national radio stations, you have business radio stations, you have music radio stations. But my personal favorite is I listen to the radio for news and for debate. I think, radio is a real important tool for people to concentrate and focus on the news. You know, if you watch the TV, you're distracted by the images. If you listen to the news, if you're reading the newspaper, you have to concentrate very hard and you have to read. But radio, it goes directly into your soul. This is why I personally love radio. It's very intimate. You have a personal relationship with the people that present it. And that is why I also always believe that radio will never disappear. That's a very important medium in the world.
Okay, what about Africa and more specifically South Sudan?
If radio is important anywhere in the world, in South Sudan, I think it's almost the most important thing. You know, it connects the people in a country where a lot of people are disconnected. I think it brings people together. I think it allows people to express themselves. I also think that, you know, radio is the most important means of communication in South Sudan, especially since because of the civil war and all the lack of education that was a result of that, a lot of people unfortunately did not have the ability to have school, and so there's a high amount of illiteracy. Newspapers don't get distributed to all the far ends of East Equatoria or the very west, and so in that sense, I think radio is a way to connect and to make people feel South Sudanese, to give them an identity, to be together.
What's the role of radio in building and keeping peace?
I think for peace, radio in Africa is extremely important. Me, myself, as director of Free Press Unlimited, we've been producing peace, drama. We've produced fact-based, honest journalism. We're doing that in South Sudan through Radio Tamazuch. We've been working on Sawa Shubab, a very popular program that is trying to bridge the divides, to connect people together and to speak to one another rather than to fight each other. So I think the general aspiration of radio in terms of bringing people together, expressing the things they need to express, but in a peaceful way, talking, connecting, reaching out to the youth, embracing and being inclusive. I think that that is the main function of radio, which is also why I think it's so damn important that the government of South Sudan should be more open to have more media, to have a more pluralistic landscape of media. And I think that in that sense, there's a lot of improvement needed in South Sudan.
What's your opinion on hate speech? Why is it bad and how can we fight it?
You see, the thing about hate speech is that there are four basic principles that you have to bear in mind. If you communicate to other people, you should be respectful. You should be critical thinking. You should always base yourself on facts and evidence. And you'd have to have an open mind. And an open mind means, and this is why radio is so important, you need to listen, truly listen. Listen with your heart to people that maybe have different opinions. And when you verbalize hate speech, when you are showing contempt for the other person, if you express yourself degrading the other human because of ethnic origin, because of religion, because of some kind of grudge that you have personally, you're disrespectful, you're not listening to the other, you don't base yourselves on facts and evidence, and you lack critical thinking. So hate speech is, to a certain extent, it is very important to combat it. And one of the things to combat it is by exactly doing what I was just saying. Show respect, but be critical. don't hesitate to ask questions that are important. Base yourself on facts and evidence, and have an open mind, and also listen to the other, and try to think of the argumentation of someone else, rather than just denouncing everything that you don't like. So I think it's about listening, not talking so much.
What's your message to us, radio journalists, our listeners, and all the people of South Sudan?
I wish all the people of South Sudan, who are very close to my heart and for whom I've worked tirelessly for several years and we continue to do so, the very best prospects for peace, a tranquility, an ability to develop and embrace one another and move the country forward. This is what I think is what you need. You need to start working together again, bridge the divides, and try to work for peace.